If it passes, the bipartisan bill would change a 1996 law that requires all 17-year-olds, no matter what their crime, be tried as adults. Wisconsin is one of only 11 states that treats teen offenders under 18 as adults. Former Dane County Judge Patrick Fiedler says the change the bill proposes is long overdue.
I believe it does make our community safer to give nonviolent, first-time offending 17-year-olds a second chance. It's time for Wisconsin to look forward and return nonviolent 17-year-olds to juvenile court and truly give them that second chance.
Some backers of the bill, like Milwaukee State Representative Fred Kessler, would like to see the change affect 17-year-olds who commit both violent and nonviolent crimes. Kessler predicts this more moderate change, though, will keep a lot of juvenile offenders out of adult prisons where they're likely to become adult offenders.
I think what will happen is the number of kids who are referred to the criminal justice system will decrease in the future, and that we have a better chance of making good kids out of these kids who made one mistake.
The bill may face opposition from Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, who says judges already have the ability to send nonviolent 17-year-olds to juvenile court. Backers of the bill say that's not the case. They point to studies that show 17-year-olds tried in the juvenile system are less likely to commit new crimes. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.